Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Krisus, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Chamisha, five people, Vivian Karben Echad Alaveiras Harba, will be in an interesting situation. They will bring one carbon for many Averis. The Chamisha will also learn about a group of five people, Mevim, Carbon, Oil of Yairid, that are going to bring a carbon Oil of Yairid. Oil of Yairid literally means up and down, and as we explained, this refers to carbonis, that what you bring depends on your financial situation. Elu, these are the ones that Mevim, Carbon, Echad, Alaveiras, Harba. They bring only one carbon for many Averis. Habala Shivcha, Bias Harba. Again, the shivcha we're talking about over here, like in the previous Mishnah, is the shivcha charufa, a half-free shivcha kananis, who is married to an eved ivri. Somebody has relations with her, he has to bring a carbon asha. But we darshan from the psukim, that even though he did the aveira many times, he brings only one carbon. But that's only with the same person. If there were different shivchais, then he has to bring a separate carbon for each, explains the Batanura. Vaitra says a Mishnah vin Nazir, and a Nazir, Shenitma Tumas Harba, who became Tameh, came into contact with a mace more than once. Zakta Batanura. If the Nazir comes into contact with a mace, and he's Tameh for 7 days, if he becomes Tameh again during those 7 days, so that would be obvious that he only brings one carbon. It's considered one long Tumah. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that even if the second time, let's say, he became Tameh, was on the seventh day. Now again, when someone becomes Tameh, any person becomes Tameh Meis, so you have to spray in him from the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day number 3 and on day number 7. It was this seventh day that he becomes Tameh again. So Lemaisa, he's already tar on this day. And he has to start again his Naziris. The fact that he became Tummy again does not mean that he has to bring different carbonis, a new set of carbonis. No, you just have to start the 7 days again. But as far as the special carbonis that a Nazir who becomes Tummy has to bring, only once. So the Batanura explains, here's the catch with the seventh day, a little bit similar to what we learned earlier with the Mapelas Liyoyim Shmainim Ve'echad. The Nazir became Tameh. It takes 7 days to become Tar. On the seventh day, he's Tar. But he has to bring special Karbanis because he became Tameh. He can't bring those Karbanis until the eighth day. Here, he became Tameh a second time before he could bring Karbanis. That's why it's still included in the first set of Karbanis. Vaitra says the Mishnah, V'amakana le'ishtei al yedei anoshim harba. All right, this has to do with a Saita. If a husband is choisha, she suspects that his wife is not behaving properly, and perhaps she was alone with another man. So he warns her. That's called kinu. He warns her not to be alone with that man. But she doesn't listen. And she does it again. So we know the parsha of Saita. She has to come to the Beis HaMikdash and drink the water that's going to test her. Now when they come to the Beis HaMikdash, the husband has to bring a mincha. That's called minchas kinois, literally the jealousy mincha. It's a mincha made out of barley, because barley is machle behema. And when a person gives in to his yetzahara, he's acting like a behema that has no control over his yetzahara. Now, if a husband warned his wife, you are not to be alone with, and he says, which men? Several men. And lemaisa, she was alone with each one of them. He still brings only one mincha. That's what the Mishnah means, v'hamakana le'ishtoi al yedei anoshim harba, that the husband warned his wife not to be alone with many men. And he said, which men? And again, this is learned from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, zois tayra sakanois, tayra achas le'kanois harba. Whatever the process is for Saita, it's done only once, despite the fact that the husband warned her not to stay away from several people, and she didn't listen. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Umetzaira shenisnaga binagoyim harba. And a Metzaira that had several negoyim, several times, he became a Metzaira, he also brings only one seder of karbonis. Okay, What's the Seder Tahara for a Metzayer? I'm sure you remember from Parshas Metzayer, but we'll repeat it quickly. It's a complicated process. Till he gets cured, after he gets cured, the Metzayer is going to be very careful not to speak Lashon Hara again. But after he's cured, he brings two birds. One is shechted on Mayim Chayim in a Kli Cheres, on spring water in an earthen keli, and the second bird is dipped into the Mayim Chayim that's mixed with the blood, and that is sprayed on the Metzayer. Now he can come into the city. Till now he couldn't. And the live bird is sent away Michutz Le'ir. Afterwards, the Kayan shaves off all the hair on the goof of the Metzayer. He toivels himself, and he has to wait 7 days. After 7 days, the Kayan shaves off his hair again, and once again the Metzayer toivels himself. Tomorrow, day number 8, the Metzayer is supposed to bring his 3 karbonos, the Asham, the Chatas, and the Oila. Now, this Metzayer in our Mishnah, he was healed from his Tzaras, and then it came back. He only brings 1 set of karbonos. And this is also learned from the Pasuk, Zayis Tiyeh Tayras HaMetzayra, Tayra Achas, the process is done only once, even though he became a Metzayra more than once. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Hey Vitziparav, Vinisnaga, what if he already brought his birds, the 2 birds that he used on the first day, that we described, and then came the second Tzaras? He already started the whole system here with the 2 birds, the whole process. That was for the first Tzaras. No, says the Mishnah, does not have to bring a new set of karbonos, even if he became a Metzayra again, ad sheyavi eschatasi, until he actually brings his karbon chatas. Once he brings the karbon chatas and he becomes a Metzayra again, it starts all over. Rabbi Yehuda even know ad sheyavi eschashamai, that the asham is the cutoff point. Now, the Batanura tells us, really, something is missing over here in the Mishnah. Often the Gemara tells us, chasure mechasra, and this is how we should really read the Mishnah. This Metzayra went through the whole process with the 2 birds, shechted bird, the live bird, spritz on him the water, mixed with the blood, after they dipped in the live bird, sent off the live bird, then he becomes a Metzayra again. He has to repeat the process with the 2 birds, but the set of karbonos, the asham and the chatas and the oila, that'll only be once. That's one thing the Mishnah is teaching us. Then the Mishnah is teaching us something else. We said before that what type of karbon the Metzayer has to bring depends on how much money he has. He has enough money for behemoths, he has to bring behemoths, and not he can bring birds. But what if it changed in the middle? What if when he first brought these 2 birds, he was takapor? So chatas is just a bird. But before he brings the chatas, he won the lottery. Now he has to bring the carbon of the rich person. Same as to the other way around. Let's say he was rich when he brought the tzipirim, the birds. Afterwards, he became poor. Now on day number 8, he brings the karbonis of an ani. How do I know this? Because the pasuk says, Zayis toiras ha-shaboy nega tzaras ha-shalaisasig yodi b'tarasi. He doesn't have enough money when B'taharasai, during his time of Tahara. When is during his time of Tahara? When he brings the karbon chatas. That's mechaper and metayrim from the chet. So again, Sakta Mishnah, Hevi tzipara v'nisnaga. That's one halacha. As long as he didn't bring the karbonis yet, he does not have to bring 2 sets of karbonis. Even though he became a metzayda again, after he was healed and after he bought the tzipara. But as long as it's before the karbonis, 1 set of karbonis will work for both. And there's another halacha, that even if Hevi Tziparav, I don't look to see whether he was rich or poor then, when the birds were brought. Loy aluloy, that doesn't click him in his place as an ani or an asher. Things can change, and sheyavi es chatasi. We don't look at his financial status until he brings his chatas. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, at sheyavi es hashamai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to ringing his asham, that's where we're going to look to see how rich is he. The Torah says it depends on the taharasi. Taharasi refers, says Rabbi Yehuda, not to the chatas, but to the asham. Because the asham is the main thing that allows him to eat kachim. They put some of its blood on the goof of the Metzayda, on his ear, on parts of his hand and foot, his right hand and foot. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. There are five that bring a carbon echad, even though they could have been over many averes. Generally speaking, if a person is over an aver, and he realized he did an aver, and then he forgot again, did another aver, he has to bring a separate chatas for each aver. In regard to these five things, even though he knew about it in between the aveiros, there's still only one carbon. Then the Mishnah told us there are five who bring a carbon chatas oyle v'yared based on their financial status. If they're wealthy, a behemoth carbon. If not, a bird carbon. We'll see more pratim as we go on b'yez Hashem. But first, the list of those that bring one carbon for several aveiros. Abal ha-shifcha. Again, this is talking about a shifcha charufa. Even though he was over the Aveira several times, learn from the Pasuk, only one carbon, a Nazir, Shenit Matumas Mace, even though it happened several times. So he said the Nazir becomes Tameh. Lamais, like any person that becomes Tameh Mace, is going to have the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma spritzed on him, sprayed on him on day number 3 and day number 7 after he became Tameh. The Nazir also has to shave his hair then on day number 7, and he titles himself. And on day number 8, he has to bring his karbanos. Our Mishnah is teaching us, even though the Nazir became Tameh several times, he brings only one seder of karbanos. And in this particular case, we're talking about where the Nazir became Tameh a second time on the 7th day of the first time that he became Tameh. In other words, they spritzed on him day number 3 and day number 7. He starts the process of Tahara. So I would think, well, wait a second. He became Tameh a second time. It's a whole second thing. No. Lamais, it happened before the time that he was roy to bring the karbanos, and therefore it's included in the first carbon. But if the Nazir became Tameh on the 8th day of the first time he became Tameh, so even though he didn't bring his karbanos yet, but he could have brought it. Again, he became Tameh after he could have brought his karbanos for the first Tameh, then he's going to have to bring a separate set of karbanos. And of course, it goes without saying that if he became Tameh during the first 7 days that he became Tameh, it's included in the first carbon. We also learned that if someone warns his wife not to be with another person, even though there were several people, the process of saita happens only once. And then we learned about a metzoira who had several negar, meaning he was healed and the negar came back, rachmat al-islam. So he said after the metzoira is healed, the first thing he has to do is they have to bring the two birds. One is shechted on Mayim Chayim in a Kli Cheres. The Kayin toivels a second bird in the water that's mixed with the dam. It's spritzed on the Metzaira. The Metzaira can now return to the city, can return to civilization. Till now he had to be isolated. The live bird is sent away, sent off. Afterwards, the Kayin shaves off the hair of the goof of the Metzaira. He toivels himself, he waits 7 days. After 7 days, there's a second Tiglachas. The Kayin shaves his hair again. Once again, the Metzaira toivels himself. And on the next day, on day number 8, he brings 3 karbanas, an Asham, a Chatas, and an Oila. Our Mishnah is telling us that a Metzaira that was healed from his Tziras, and the Tziras came back, he brings only one set of karbanas. And that would be even after he did the two birds, as long as it happened before the karbanas. Then the Mishnah told us a different halach. We know that the type of karbanos that the Metzaira brings depends on what he could afford. So what if it changed? What if, let's say, when he brought the first two birds, he was rich, and afterwards he became poor, the other way around? So it goes after how much money he had when it comes to bring the chatas. That's what determines it. Because the Torah says, if he can't afford it on the day of his tahara, he can bring a cheaper carbon. So the chatas is the tahara. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says it refers to the Asham because that's what's matir. The Metzaira to eat Kaddishim. The Matan told us that the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda.